community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've got someone on the phone right now. I've been looking forward to this today. Fred, do you know I've been looking forward to talking to you today?
Really?
Yes. You're not supposed to sound so quizzical. This is Fred, and Fred's actually one of the resident ensemble of Cut to the Chase in the Queen's Theatre, aren't you, Fred?
I certainly am.
Now, you're one of the major stars in Lend Me a Tenor that's on at the moment till the 25th of this month, aren't you?
Well, apparently so, yeah.
I love your...
I seem to spend most of my time asleep in bed.
I love your accent. What, before you actually became an actor with Cut to the Chase, what did you do for a living?
Oh, I've been performing for 10 years, so kind of bits and pieces all around the place. But before that, I was a teacher. I used to teach drama.
Now, what... Oh, there is a link. I was going to say, drama, I can see the link now.
Absolutely.
But
why
did you decide to finish teaching and go into acting as a career?
Well, if I'm honest about it, it's because I'm a big old fat man with a low voice, and I kind of assumed that there wouldn't be many roles for me when I was 20 and fat.
Right,
but 30 and fat is
different. Now, this Lend Me a Tenor is supposed to be very, very funny, and I can see you've got the attributes for it straight away. you play Tito
in Morelli.
And explain us a little bit exactly what goes on with Tito in the play.
Well, basically, it's set in Cleveland in Ohio, and the opera company there are having their 10th anniversary celebration, and they're doing a performance of Othello. But they've got the world-renowned Tito Morelli to come and sing Othello, the role of Othello.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a really... Tito comes along, and but then obviously things go wrong, and he ends up not being on stage, and someone ends up having to pretend that they're him instead. And it's all very, very complicated.
It's basically a farce, then.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of doors, running in and out, getting exhausted.
And I know this particular play had enormous success in the West End and on Broadway as well.
Yes, it did. Yeah, I mean, so much so that it was. It's also been made into a musical of the same name.
Really,
it's lovely. It's so fantastically written, nigh on perfect, as fast as can be. It's lovely, and it's such a pleasure to do.
I'll be honest. I'm actually in awe of the Queen's Theatre because I know you had the Moscow Ballet down there recently.
Yes.
And now I find out that this is. I mean, you see Lend Me a Tenor on the billboard outside, and okay, well, fair enough. Lend Me a Tenor's there, but you don't actually realise how big this play is because it's been translated into 16 languages and produced in 25 different countries. This is huge.
Yeah, it's an amazing play.
So what's it like to be? Because I know Cut to the Chase are quite a good bunch of actors to work with.
It's been a real pleasure. I mean, actually, this is my first play with them, and New Boy and everyone else has kind of done stuff with them before, but it's been really lovely. We've had such a great time rehearsing. It's been a pleasure, and then to be performing the play is amazing. And the theatre's beautiful. I've just been sitting this afternoon listening to a talk, and it's just kind of, there's so much to do there. It's lovely, and it's a really nice way of kind of spending a cheery evening.
Well, it sounds like I might even come down and see you myself, to be honest with you.
Well,
Fred.
I hope you do, quite frankly.
I might well do, to be honest. Fred, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you. I wish you all the best with Lend Me a Tenor.
Thanks very much.
You may sometime.
Good, I'm hoping so.
You may well do. Don't you worry about that. See you soon. Bye.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.